In 2015, Bolton argued in the New York Times that only military action could thwart Iran's nuclear ambitions. A strike, he wrote, can still succeed. If the deal is dropped, Tehran will be free to sprint to create a weapon. Its regional arch-rival, Saudi Arabia, would respond in kind. Its crown prince recently said setting up an arms race in the world's most volatile patch. The question is whether Bolton, once in the West Wing, will prove as tough as he's talked. Talking hard-line stances in op-ed pages is all good and well, but reality begins to set in once you're briefed on military plans, says Anthony Cordesman, a former intelligence official at the Pentagon who now works at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Bolton, born in Baltimore and educated at Yale, has worked for every Republican president since Reagan, including a stint as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. under George W. Bush, whom he also served as a lawyer during the Florida recount following the 2000 election. In 2003, just as the so-called six-party talks to discuss dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program were set to begin, Bolton delivered a speech denouncing then-North Korean leader Kim Jong-il as the tyrannical dictator of a country where life is a hellish nightmare. Pyongyang responded by calling Bolton human scum and a bloodsucker. Bolton has continued to reiterate his aversion to diplomacy with North Korea. In January, he said that talking with the Hermit Kingdom was a waste of time. His most recent journal op-ed was headlined, "The Legal Case for Striking North Korea First." 8 days after it appeared, Trump accepted Kim's invitation to meet in person. And 14 days after that, Bolton was named to the position Henry Kissinger first made a nexus of power and influence in the executive branch. McMaster, who plans to retire from the military, will stay on to ensure a smooth transition, and it could well be smoother than widely expected. In an interview with Fox News, where he was a frequent commentator, Bolton said while he never has been shy about what his views are, that's all behind him as he heads to the White House. Bolton is very hard line, but he is smart and thoughtful, not impulsive, says Michael O'Hanlon, a military analyst at the Brookings Institution. I am worried, but there is some hope.